course.
Yeah, fuck it.
Let's do it live.
Yeah.
Kind of music, I call it first takes, where you've like never done a song and you just like do it.
Yeah. Welcome to the Apocalcast.
Hello, Brooklyn.
I think we might stick with that one.
That's exactly
Hello,
correct.
Universe.
What do you think?
Yeah,
it's so much worse than I thought it would be.
Yeah? We think we're going to stick with that?
Yeah.
Everybody's got a vote.
That'll do.
That'll do, pig?
That'll do.
Yeah? I think Jack gets the final voice because he was the only one that wasn't involved.
He's like,
yeah, I think it's good.
All right, cool.
Do it.
Let's stick with it.
Do it live.
All right. Well, it's already been live then.
He's like, again.
Welcome to the Apocalcast. Well, today we've got a lot of things to discuss. Firstly, we're going to be electing Kim Jong-il as our next president, which is really fucking great.
And but wearing a blonde toupee.
Yeah, and it's going to be really amazing.
If we make it to election day, let's be honest.
Oh, my God.
That's true, actually.
Thanks, Comey.
Yeah, thank you. Thank you for fucking all of us. You fucked us worse than the Apocalcast, honestly.
Everything I had, Apocalcast.
You fucked it.
Ugh. You had a chance.
All right, well, anyways, today my friend Nikki is going to be calling in to the Apocalcast to discuss some of the apocalyptic things that he's seen on the road.
Oof.
Yep, so I'm going to be sending...
What's he do? Who is he?
He's a journalist that's been covering those Trump rallies.
What?
So he's been right in the...
He's in the heartland. Right in the heartland.
In the vortex of the hellmouth.
These goddamn hellmouths.
What is going to happen? This is crazy how they're whipping up this frenzy about the Hillary Clinton emails. And we were just talking about this. Like, Huma's ex-husband, Wiener. Why would you have a name that that name? And how did you go anywhere in politics with that name?
It actually feels like a video game. Like, if I were to write a video game and if I were to pitch this as a script, they would be like, no, that's too stupid.
It's
not
believable. If you were to pitch it to Hollywood or, like, as a book to intellectuals, they'd be like, too stupid.
Yeah.
Go write plots for video games. But video game plots actually did kind of predict the future a lot better than intellectuals and literature did.
That's really
much
dark.
So. Resurgent Russia. Resurgent Russia was like the plot of every single Tom Clancy video game.
Oh my god!
Is some douchebag takes over Russia?
Russian nationalists fucking shit up.
Always.
Who knew?
You know.
Здравствуйте, как дела?
Oh yeah, you speak Russian.
Спасибо.
Да.
Да.
Привет.
No, that's all.
Yeah,
all the Russians listening, and.
Well, my Russians in the house.
That's good.
I mean, I'm sure there's at least two or three Russians that listen.
There might be. Brighton Beach, what's good?
I don't think they're in Brighton Beach. But yeah. So anyways.
Vladivostok was good.
Sunset Park was good.
I feel that we're all going to die. I really feel that we're all going to die.
Yeah.
No, seriously, like, I'm not kidding.
I'm surprised that hasn't happened yet.
That's a true statement for all of time, though. Let's just reflect that. We're all
like, no.
It's immortal.
It's much truer
thing.
Now.
Coil. It's the coil. Yeah.
No, I think Pat's like, the first one to come up with that. We're all going to die?
That's true.
Fresh off the brainwaves right now. You heard it first, Radio from Brooklyn.
Do you have any idea, Brooklyn, that you're going to die before Pat told you?
We're going to die.
Yeah.
Guys, like, seriously.
We're going to fucking die.
Something's waiting. Hillary's going to lose. Trump's going to win.
No,
and then every day is going to be a living hell. And all those...
like Bush.
It's going to be a waking nightmare and a living hell. No, nothing like Bush. Bush was... No. Bush
Each
was irrational. He existed within the realm of relative reality. Reality.
Yeah.
Yeah, we're electing Kim Jong-il. It's not Bush. We're erecting.
Oh, boy.
We are looking at
Hillary pictures again.
Oh, there's pictures.
Oh, there's new photos.
She should quickly release a sex tape. I think that will fix it.
Whoa!
Yeah, right. That could be the turnaround.
Oh, that could
Hillary Clinton
so
sex tape?
Good.
Yeah, right?
That could so
She'll
do
She'll be
it.
Like, I'm the queen of the world.
It
like,
worked for
so
Kim.
Crazy.
It worked for Kim.
Yeah, but this
for
is
everybody.
Who, I don't know. This is like a good question.
J-Lo.
Who would Hillary Diane Rodham Clinton bang? And her sex
Elizabeth
tape.
Warren, obviously.
Slick Will?
This is the biggest existential threat that the country has ever faced. Ever.
Is Hillary Clinton banging Elizabeth Warren? The biggest
no,
threat.
Seriously.
She should be if she's not. Yeah.
It
absolutely
right.
should be.
That's what you heard.
Yeah.
Like,
I saw it in my head, too.
If we lost to the Nazis, Europe would have been Nazi, but America would have, been its own thing. But, like, this is literally, like...
Yeah, but we would have traded with the Nazis, to be fair.
Yeah, I'm not saying it would have been a terrible world, but my point is that, like, America's going to be destroyed if he's president.
We've had it coming. Do you feel like there's something wrong with the world and you want to make a difference? Are you listless and drifting in life? Consider enlistment in the Myrtle Avenue Martyrs Brigade. Do you feel like you have technical skills? You know, you're not quite a people person. You feel more at home working with your hands. Have you considered... Al-Qaeda and the Far Rockaways? The career of the future awaits.
Continue.
I mean, look, we know Trump's gonna win, and you gotta ask yourself, how am I gonna make a living for me and my family?
Yeah.
Right? Why not join the Park Slope Promise Brigade?
That could be the answer.
For a united Park Slope.
When the bread lines get too long under Trump. Oh my God.
Salafi music really fucking sucks. So boring.
I like it's kind of like.
It's so boring.
So peaceful.
How much, you know, we're like putting the needle.
It reminds me of acapella music, but like in Arabic, right?
Well, they do like
it's
karaoke
happy
bars, you know?
And it's got like a nice, like.
You know what's hilarious? Is if someone sets off a bomb in Chelsea next weekend and they're like, oh, the Myrtle Avenue Martyrs.
It was because of the apocalypse.
God damn it.
My friend lives across the street from there. Like, she actually, like, was within, like, a block of two terror attacks because she was also in Nice.
Oh, fuck.
She was also in Nice.
Oh, that sucks.
Like, a block and a half away.
Has she asked the real questions yet?
Right?
Oh, shit.
No,
yeah.
All right, guys. We have our bar correspondent calling in.
Oh,
Hang on one second.
Our bar correspondent.
Hello, Nikki. Can you hear me?
I can hear you.
All right. Hey, welcome to the ApocalyCast.
Nikki Two Dicks.
Good to be here.
Yeah. So we've been talking about the impending doom because we're all going to die and it's going to be really humiliating. It's not going to be like the Titanic or Romeo and Juliet or any other Leonardo DiCaprio movie. It's going to be bad and humiliating and stinky.
It could be glorious. We don't know how we're going to. It's like there's so many different ways we're all going to die that they're like fighting over us right now.
We could die like quite well. We could die banging.
Right?
Or like high-fiving one another.
We could, exactly, yeah. We could die in battle like quick.
That doesn't sound good.
But so what are some signs of apocalypse that you've observed on the road? Because you've been covering the Trump campaign.
Fucking Christ, dude.
Is somebody honking at you on the street?
Yeah.
Oh, that's cool.
I think it's probably easier to answer the question of what signs of the not apocalypse have I seen on the road, and I haven't seen any of those.
Oh, okay, so it's just apocalypse.
Are you trying to tell me you've never experienced the end of the world before? Like, what? Come on.
Yeah, where you been? Wake up. Stay woke. Where is this person? Like, we have like a correspondent for the first time in forever. How about Nikki reporting? Where are you?
I'm in San Francisco. Which is probably, it's a likely architect to the end of the world.
Yeah.
I think it'll hit us first.
If the end of the world is a technological end of the world, it's probably going to be invented here.
Yeah.
That's true, actually, yeah.
Do that, yeah.
Set the scene. How many hell mouths are around you? How bad does your dick hurt right now?
I gotta say that again.
How many, set the scene for us, how many hell mouths are around you? Can you see or smell them? Does your dick hurt?
Are people opening any portals into hell?
I mean, like, the hell mouth in San Francisco looks like a guy wearing two polo shirts, one over the other.
Oh, God!
No.
He's wearing sandals, and he's making $250,000 a year. And I want, if anything, I kind of want to kill them to stop the end of the world. So that might just be me wanting to kill them.
But that's to prevent the end of the world as opposed to hastening it.
I mean, that's what I'll say in court.
You know, it's comforting to know that there will still be rule of law when we've all been engulfed by the hellmouth.
Yeah.
And there'll still be jury a jury of our peers.
If the end of the world is Uber-branded disruption, then, frankly, I'll take any other kind of apocalypse before that. bring on the brimstone.
Oh, we want brimstone. We just sang a song about the apocalypse.
We did, yeah. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Nothing made me as pro-climate change as living in San Francisco.
Wow.
Why?
Just, like, bring the sea on to swallow this godforsaken place up.
Oh, I agree with you.
Isn't that bad?
I mean,
why?
I think that we all deserve to die.
You hear that? San Francisco, stay woke.
Stay woke, San Francisco.
You're going to be swallowed by the sea.
You have to go over into the redwoods and just be like...
It's kind of a shame that it'll also take Miami and New Orleans, but I mean it's worth it.
New Orleans.
Yeah, don't fuck with New Orleans.
You can have Miami.
Yeah, you can have Miami.
Yeah, we don't need Miami.
Miami gave us Pitbull, and I feel like for that they deserve a watery death,
like some antibiotics at least.
Mr. Worldwide, how about Mr. Die in a Flood? Take that, Miami.
All right, so hang on. So are we here to talk about the main apocalypse that's facing us on Tuesday?
That's right, we are. Yep.
Indeed.
So it's difficult to find anything to say about it because it's so self-evidently apocalyptic that, like, what more can I say that he doesn't say himself, right? Like, he's pledged to end, basically. I mean, it's apocalyptic just in as much as America, because everything America is founded for and claims to stand for, none of which it ever really stood for, but, like, everything's down the fucking toilet with Trump. So,
yeah, I mean,
it's difficult to know what happens if Trump wins. Right? Let's say Trump wins. Who burns down the city's earth? Like, is it liberals who are like, you know what, fuck this? Or is it Trump wrecking up all the.
There's no law.
Everything to the point where, like, I mean, there's definitely a plausible situation where if Trump wins and starts doing Trumpy things, California, Washington, and Oregon start to look for, like, secession. And then Civil War.
Oh, yeah.
Are you asking right now for permission to set yourself on fire? That's, like, actually, like, from what I can read from, like, what you're saying is, like, what's the trigger point that I get to actually literally set myself on fire to get myself out of this
situation?
How many
cities will have fallen? Yeah.
Permission granted. Set yourself on fire. But say, like, for the BBC World Service, Nikki, whatever the fuck your name is.
Nikki Wolf.
I mean, the interesting thing is what happens when, as like, if like Nate Silver is to be believed, which he probably is, if Trump loses, then it's all of his supporters start setting things on fire and hanging black people from trees and like all the things that they keep tweeting about.
Here's why I think we win in that riot. If Clinton wins, we also win the riot because these are all internet trolls.
Yeah,
like they.
They're like. Like they'll just have to brush the Cheeto dust from their massive
buzzards.
Oh, God.
I mean, the filth of it.
Walk and stick themselves to the exit.
Jad was a Marine, but the rest of us can't fight. But I could take ten of these motherfuckers on sheer will.
Yeah, sheer will alone.
The fire danger is that they've spent so much time, like, exercising their thumbs that they can use a lighter real well. Okay. That's their main power.
That's true. It's real easy to...
Like, if we're looking at a situation where my Twitter mentions become the rule of the law, that's worse than the apocalypse. That's like... I'll take the apocalypse.
Are you talking about, like, specific, like, neo-Nazi trolls or...
I mean, let's talk about the positives of the apocalypse. I mean, it'll probably mostly be bad. Like, our dicks will hurt a whole lot.
That's true. Our dicks will hurt.
But you know that feeling of, like, hitting the snooze button? I just want to stay in another, like, 10 minutes. And then you're like, what if that could be, like, 15,000 to infinity years? That could just be great.
That would be nice. Just to be put into, like, a nice comatose cold sleep.
Stay snooze, New York. Stay snooze. The Rat King is fake. We made him up.
But, Nikki, listen. Seriously, though, seriously, for like 2 minutes, what do you think happens if he wins?
There's some interesting questions about what exactly the powers of the president are. And the noises coming out of the Defense Department sort of imply that reasonably early on there might be something approaching a military coup in this country, which is that he's going to give some order that the generals have already gone on record saying they would not accept.
Well, that's legal. They don't have to follow orders in certain cases. In certain cases.
Then we're looking at we're essentially looking at a situation where America is basically Turkey at that point, where the military acts as a check and balance on the
counterpoint. Is that I think Trump is an enormous pussy. So. Like, as soon as someone in a uniform tells him, like, no, that's dumb, we're not going to do that.
They show him, like, a severed head or something.
I'll sue you.
Be like, I made money in another country.
He's going to be like, oh, shit, all right. Well, I was always on this guy. I feel like Trump could not stand up to the military. So if the military was just like, nah, we're not going to do that.
The military was like,
oh. He'd
be like, ooh. Trump would be like, well, you know, this was always my position.
Like, no one knows what the fuck Trump's going to do. He's like, it's like installing a fucking infant child as the president. Yeah. Like, he could spend his entire time building a pyramid.
This is what I say.
If we get through 4 years of Trump, we're going to have some goddamn pyramids.
We better. How are we going to speak with
Start
the aliens?
Start a riot. Like, start a riot.
Talk for a second. The real problem, and it's not so much fun apocalypse as it is fucking grim for anyone with, like, female genitalia apocalypse is that essentially Mike Pence is going to be running the show, and there's no one.
He's goddamn worse, horrifying.
Like,
yeah,
women's reproductive health than Mike Pence. Like, he is bright in a way that Trump is like hilarious. Mike Pence is frighteningly plausible.
Yeah, he's the emperor. Yeah. Trump is just Darth Vader. You know what I mean? Like, he's lovable, but like the emperor is like just this like ragged like.
It's Pence. Yeah.
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 And Pence is already.
It's entirely possible that Trump's pride will prevent him from.
Like, does anybody actually like have any feeling of backbone or like vitality from this guy?
Oh no, no, no.
He's like your guy in the rocking chair in the corner.
Pence has made it more difficult to get an abortion in Indiana than in, like, the Vatican.
My God.
He's an appalling human.
Nikki, I know a guy if you need it.
Doubly appalling by the fact that, like... But, like, yeah, I mean, like, there's... Like,
have you heard of...
Underground, underground abortions are proliferating in Indiana like it's fucking Victorian era Dublin. Like, it's fucking ridiculous. Mm.
Already?
Yeah, but it's so hip, though, to get an underground abortion. Yeah, as opposed to that mainstream bullshit where you go to a clinic or whatever.
If we're going to listen to the,
you gotta go
the
to
mainstream
Walmart,
media.
You got to go to Walmart and get an abortion. Oh, get that shit underground.
What, they sanitize those fucking
Nikki,
things in an autoclave? Come on.
Oh, God. Sanitizing.
Mike Pence has laid out his first 100 days. The first thing he outlaws is the human vagina. It's horrible.
No! Oh, yeah.
Like, we're talking about, like, I was never, like, I read, what's that Margaret Atwood book?
Oh, Oryx and Crake. I love that fucker.
Oh, yeah, The Handmaid's Tale. The Handmaid's Tale. I read that and thought it was a reasonably boring novel because it was completely implausible. I've been watching this campaign and being like, if Mike Pence gets in, that's essentially what we're talking about there. Like it's
outlawed vaginas,
level, but it's somewhere on the continuum.
Well, Nikki, a second ago we were talking about how what's so interesting is that '90s video games did a better job of predicting the future than art, literature, or intellectuals. Like every Tom Clancy, even Quake. But like every Tom Clancy book,
I actually half the people in San Francisco do look like demons with like pulse weapons for arms. Because
you can't open a hellmouth, man. You got to be careful and not open a portal into hell.
Never. God damn it! I don't care what your friends say.
Yeah.
A hellmouth would certainly improve the drinking scene here.
What is
everyone
it?
Drinks fucking. One of the apocalyptic scenarios of San Francisco is that, like, Soylent turns out to be poisonous. And that was one of the things I was going to bring you, but except the news last week is that it turns out Soylent is poisonous. So,
oh, it's straight up poison.
And even, like, Soylent causes, and I'm quoting here from the news story, massive diarrhea.
Oh, my God.
Soylent Green causes
diarrhea.
I know, diarrhea.
And it's like, it's people.
The apocalypse is gonna be really, really
shitty.
Digestively
it's gonna smell so bad. It's gonna smell worse than you think.
Oh my God. Well, you know what? I think that's how it's gonna happen. I think that we're gonna shit ourselves horribly to death.
And then we're gonna
have to eat each other's shit to survive before we even reach that point.
Although I have to say, if I have to spend another night in this town listening to how much Burning Man changed somebody's life, I will choose to get myself to death.
You hear that, San Francisco?
Oh my God, yes.
You're first.
Did I tell you about my? Oh, whatever. It's not. Well, you know what I think is
good
interesting
story.
Is that like
good story.
Trump is like the ultimate fulfillment of the every child is special. Every child is special idea. You know,
yeah.
Because like if a child, Bill Clinton getting a blowjob in the Oval Office is like a bad example for the youth. But it's not a bad example in like the sense that you don't have to study or learn to read. You know, like a student can say, "Well, I feel that I spelled it correctly." You know, like in my heart, like, many people feel that this is how it's spelled. You know,
you're saying like you can get a blowjob without ever having read a book.
Yeah, basically, you could be president. Like
yeah. Well, that's
you can
it.
Get a blowjob without reading a book.
With Trump, is how much he's made being dumb popular.
Yeah.
That was already there, though. Real Housewives of this and that. Like,
yeah, but
the Kardashians, like, the worship,
yeah,
the idolatry.
Popular, like,
Real Housewives are going to become president.
Maybe. Yeah, that's true.
No.
Well, that's what I said. Is that
in a moral head of our country? Absolutely not. But
Snooki.
He's a figure that's... So, look, we know basic psychology is the more often you see a person's face, the more you like them. It's just familiarity breeds...
Not if they're standing over your dead puppy or something. Like.
Yeah, or fucking your dead puppy.
Oh, God.
That would be good. Does anyone have any images of Trump fucking a dead puppy?
The thing that I run into most, and the thing that all the journalists I know run into most, is that when they talk to people, they get things like, you can't trust anything you say, you're the media. And it's like, the real danger for humanity, and this is something, so I did a joint master's in neuroscience, so I did a bit of science as well.
Mm-hmm.
And science is on that same path that journalism is, just a few years behind, which is that people won't say, oh, this is true because a scientist said it. They'll say, a scientist said this, but I'm going to take it under advisement because I think that everything all scientists say is a lie. And, like, with journalism, when people stop trusting that, like, journalists will say when someone is either a credible candidate for president or a, like, raving fucking psychopath.
Well, Nikki...
When that happens to science, we are all fucked.
Mm. I feel yes, that black
true.
Holes
that's
won't
true.
Kill
and
us.
And it's happening. I mean, if you look at the number of journals that are opening up all over the world, like just crazy shitloads of fake peer-reviewed journals,
Russian
and
shit.
It's impossible to sift through like what is what.
But it's not just the right. Even that, like the most like qualified and well-respected journals fall prey to this exact same thing. Like,
but that's been happening forever.
So,
that's actually been happening forever. Like, there are, like, the Proceedings of the National Academy of Sciences actually has journals, articles.
She's also a neuroscientist, by the way.
But they're, like, about how the cows, chew the cud and, like, whether it, like, goes up through, like, the second stomach versus the first one, whether they're frowning or smiling when they eat it.
They're all
and, like,
smiling.
From the 1900s where, like, people are, like, actually slinging insults back and forth at each other at a level of, like, the maturity of, like, this election, if it had a hypoxic stroke for maybe 15 minutes or so and then come back and been told, hey, you're a stockbroker, try and run this company. Like, it's I mean, like, there's stupidity through the empirical arts through all of history. Aristotle thought that bats were related to birds.
No, but...
Well, they both fly.
Yeah.
Yeah, but
decide, New York.
But he didn't.
Report.
They didn't go to a lunatic asylum, and then pick someone to be like our leader. Like it's Caligula. Like it's but like less attractive,
yeah,
less sexy.
No,
it's
Caligula. Don't insult the people in lunatic asylum.
When he became emperor, like Trump's mad to start with. Like Trump's already at the Caligula point before he's even in office.
Yeah, but Trump hasn't killed a man. Trump doesn't know the pleasure of taking a life.
He doesn't.
No, come on. Trump is definitely in one of these, like,
eyes wide shut fucking cults.
Yeah, exactly.
Oh, Manhunter cult.
Sword 2 level.
Right, then. The most dangerous prey is man himself. Do you think Trump has done some private island bullshit where, like, it's a hunting party of rich dildos, they bang each other, and then they go hunt some poor, sweet immigrant?
They just, like, release...
I mean, you know what? I think probably if there are people doing that, it's the, like, Elon Musk of this world, and I think they think Trump is a bit gauche for them.
Yeah.
Trump isn't cool enough to get into the cool people killing society.
Yeah.
The, like, child, you're right, he's not cool enough.
People.
Yeah, Trump's always texting at, like, 7 p.m., like, what are you guys up
He's
to?
Like, can I come to, like, don't tell him about the child murder.
No, you can have your manhunt on my golf course up in Westchester.
They're like, ew, you're all sick.
They're like, oh, Trump, god damn it. They turn their phones over, they're like, look who I got a text from. It's fucking Trump, like, what are you guys up to?
All right, well, guys.
What do I say?
I'm sorry to cut us off, but we're not cutting, Nikki, we're going to keep you on the line. But right now we're going to do a little...
I'm going to have to go, I think. Okay.
Oh, all right, cool. Well, anyways, dude, this was fucking great. This is a little precursor to Nikki's going to be our correspondent.
Awesome. I'll catch you guys next week if you all happen to be back.
Absolutely, dude.
Yep, try to murder some bad people to keep off the apocalypse.
To stave off the apocalypse.
Do your best.
I mean, if the world hasn't ended before then...
True that. Yeah.
I mean, no promises.
Yeah, actually, next week, Thursday, will be the...
Oh, fuck. No, Tuesday.
Tuesday? Yeah, are you
Tuesday, bro? Tuesday. The 8th.
Yeah, we'll
are you French?
French.
Oh wow, that's sad. It's Tuesday. We're gonna die much sooner than I thought.
Oh shit.
Oh,
I mean,
the horror.
Or by next Thursday, this could be the media arm of the Myrtle Island.
Yeah, I think that the media is deceiving us.
Mainstream media.
The lamestream media, sheeple. Oh wait, Nikki, really quickly, have you ever noticed that those like conspiracy theorists, the sort of Trumpian conspiracy theorists, this common thread among them is that they're really not funny, like. Even if I believed all the crazy shit they believed, like about the Illuminati and George Soros and whatever, I would still have a fucking sense of humor about it. You know what I mean? I wouldn't be like there's this guy on YouTube. He's like, Anderson Pooper.
Oh, God.
Wait for the applause.
Him.
I'm like, wow. Like, it's not funny.
No.
It's
like, Killary Cunton.
Yes, Killary. That's another one. Yeah.
Killary Cunton. Oh, that's genius.
Yeah.
Stay woke,
I mean,
New York. Killary Cunton.
This is the thing with these people, right? Like, Hillary Clinton can either be so incompetent that she would accidentally leak, like, classified data by using her own emails like your mom would.
Yeah,
or
exactly.
A member of the Illuminati. But for these people, she's both at the same time.
Right. And it's like, it's so interesting because their view on immigration is so fucking wacky also, because it's like, these damn immigrants don't work, but they're willing to work harder than I am and they're taking our jobs.
Mm-hmm.
Like, it's like, which is it, motherfucker?
Exactly. Yeah, it's the double-minded bitches.
They're all fucking idiots. Yeah, I agree completely. I don't like the whole we should have sympathy for them. These are people that have been left out and, you know, left behind. So we need to, you know, have pity for them. That's not how I feel. What I feel is that people haven't.
I mean, it's not excusable if you're like voter in West Virginia, but it's not excusable if you're Paul Ryan.
Whoa, you're crossing some lines.
That's true. No, it's not acceptable either. Because I think that the problem is that we haven't taken the time to take to find these people and humiliate them, to use their own arguments against them. No, seriously, to use their own arguments against them. It's so easy.
But you know what they'll say? They'll call you the mainstream media.
Yeah.
Fine, but use their own rhetoric.
We're in a bike shop in Brooklyn right now.
we're so fucking mainstream.
You're just a Hillary shill, Patrick. That's all you are.
It's true. All right, man. And on that note,
Not even in a bike shop. The basement of a bike shop. Take care, guys.
Peace, brother.
Bye. Thanks for coming on.
Stay safe. Never open a portal to hell.
Never. God damn it.
Never.
Don't fucking do this.
All right, guys. Now we're going to take you back in time. All right.
Ah, yes.
Emma, you ready?
The year is 1865. Abraham Lincoln is about the Gettysburg Address. Meanwhile.
No, wait. Yep, ready. Abraham Lincoln is on the scene.
Check it, y'all. I mean, look. We've been fucking up for about a minute. This whole Civil War shit. Y'all, look. You know me. I'm Abe Lincoln. Right? I know you. Y'all the South. We were tight as fuck before. I mean, what happened to us? You know? You gonna let some fucking hoe get between us?
Lincoln.
Woo!
President
Check it.
Lincoln.
Yo. I got it on the reel. Y'all been fucking up. Slaving. Motherfucking.
President.
Not paying motherfuckers. Y'all, I mean, shit.
President Lincoln.
Yay!
I'm gonna give y'all some real talk right now because I feel like you deserve it. These motherfuckers are free now, and y'all been fucking up.
President Lincoln.
Y'all gonna have to stop, like, get off your ass, pick some cotton, you know, get a job, learn to read. Fuck all of you. I'm Lincoln, and from now on, no slavery. All right.
Meanwhile, the Confederate assassin John Wilkes Booth plots.
No slavery? What the fuck, man? Slavery's the shit! I'm gonna kill this motherfucker!
That night at the play, Mary Todd Lincoln and the president were watching the opera.
Ooh, I love it. Abe E. This is beautiful. Thank you so much for being so beautiful and marvelous.
Mary Todd, the shit I'm gonna do to you later, girl. Oh my god. Oh, the horrors of this war. Forget about it. This shit. I'm gonna ruin your conception of this country later. It's gonna be. Oh my god. Like, just don't tell anyone about. It's gonna be great and horrible. Mary Todd, it's over. It's done. You done fucked up now.
Meanwhile, suddenly, John Wilkes Booth jumps in.
Oh, I'm gonna kill you, you fuck!
You play too much, John Wilkes. You piece of shit.
Bang! Bang! Bang!
Ew. No.
Oh God, no!
President bled, and he bled some more.
Oh, there's so much blood! No!
And then he bled some more.
And there's cum! Oh, God, there's cum! I didn't think there'd be so much!
And our blessed President Abraham Lincoln, born and raised in his little log cabin.
Who's blasting right now? Whose cum is this?
Murdered. Murdered. murdered at the opera.
Oh, the cum and the blood mixing together so bad.
Oh, I'm John Wilkes Booth. Death to tyrants. That's why I killed the president and I jacked off everywhere, apparently. I'm gonna get the fuck out of here. Wow!
Ew.
And Mr. Wilkes Booth, he took off on horseback. Riding as fast as he could.
Holy shit, I can't believe I got away with that shit!
He went to a farmhouse in Virginia. 12 days later, it took him a long fucking time.
Oh, God, wow, the president took me so long.
Continued to languish in blood and cum.
Can someone please, goddammit, like languishing. The blood. I get it, like I'm bleeding, but the cum. Like, get it out, I'm the president. You pieces of shit, like get the... Like at least the cum, please.
And with that last breath,
cum.
He expired.
Oh God, no.
President Lincoln. No.
Y'all some fuckboys.
The president.
Thank you guys.
Read a book, New York.
Yeah. Learn your history.
That's all right, bitches.
Music.
Let's sing some music, baby.
Ooh, you guys know Bukkake is a Civil War.
The guest
war
goes
term.
First.
I haven't practiced shit. You
what
go
are you
first.
Gonna do?
Okay, you go first then.
You go first.
What are we gonna do?
You wanna do I Wasn't Right with the Lord?
We could. I could do it.
That
I
would be
that.
Perfect for right now. That yeah. would be okay. very good for right now.
All right. We'll do
it's
it
all like 1800s.
Yeah, just follow us and it doesn't make a difference if we do it wrong because we're all.
Oh, if you guys don't know, Sarah has drawn a vagina for some reason.
Oh, very nice.
With pronounced labia. Look at this. It's good.
It's like a
good.
Dick within a dick.
Log on to basically Radio Free.
Oh, yeah.
Go to radiolab.org to see this drawing of a dick.
Radio labia.
No, go to www.radiofreebrooklyn.com. Actually, don't do that. Go to www.patreon.com/radiofreebrooklyn and give us money because we are shitting in Hitler's mailbox. We're coming to you every week taking all kinds of stinky shits inside of the Fuhrer's mail.
We're telling you stories from the past.
True, we are telling you stories from the past also.
About Giuliani and the King of Rats.
True. Janet, Rudy, Janet, Giuliani.
Yeah, you gotta give us a little warning. A little foretelling warning.
Yeah. I wish you guys knew what was at stake. If you don't give money to Radio Free Brooklyn. Think of your children. Look, do you want your children growing up speaking English or...
Some really skilled DJing, bro.
Thank you.
I like it.
Are you ready?
Let me set the scene for you, New York. Do you know how this shit ends? If you take your $5 and you spend it on a goddamn, you know, Brooklyn Brewery, you know, whatever the fuck, like some, oh, it's so hoppy, this piece of shit. You know what happens if you don't give to this fucking program? Whatever dollars you spend, it goes to the motherfucking, say it with me, the rat.
The king of rats.
Rat. You think you're gonna make a fucking difference because you're not shopping at Walmart? You know what I'm saying?
Not gonna
you
make any difference.
Not gonna make a fucking difference. You think you're gonna like fucking like, you're gonna take your own like canvas bag to the grocery store? You think that's gonna make a fucking difference?
It's not.
I think the Rat King fucking cares if you use plastic bags.
Can wrap it around your neck. Plastic bags in the tree.
So it looks like Chris Christie is going to be Secretary of State or some type of very important position.
In jail.
Oh God.
Which will just give him more meat to feed the Rat King.
You want
to
give Chris Christie more meat? You know the price of meat right now? How much is meat per pound right now? Let's get our Bloomberg correspondent in here. What's the price of meat per pound?
It's $100,000.
Is it organic?
Just for all meat. There's just a base price on meat.
Just Soylent meat.
How much
human
for my
meat
appendix
yeah,
right
so,
now?
So,
if I want to put my appendix on eBay right now, do you think someone
exactly,
would pay me like $10 for that shit?
I mean, how much meat are we talking
yeah.
about?
Let's say I got a swollen appendix.
So you got like about 10 pounds of meat?
Is that the good kind of meat?
I mean, it's juicy, I'll tell you that.
So you want juicy appendix.
What's up, New York City? You want the Rat King to get this juicy fucking meat from this poor woman?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
And wait, just control no. it and just, like, pump it back into your school system?
Yeah.
Is that what you want?
Just appendix scratching.
Appendix the prison pipeline right there.
Or perhaps appendix. You need a liver. A kidney, perhaps.
And then where? And then what, New York?
Clawing away.
Just slithering and slicing.
You ever feel like you're alone in a crowd in New York City? You know who's there with you? It's not Christ. Fuck that.
Nope.
It's a motherfucking...
What has Christ done for you lately? He lurks. He lurks in the fucking shadows. And he's and what's even crazier is that he calls to you from the shadows.
He calls to
and
you.
And if you don't give money to Radio Free Brooklyn on Patreon, he's going to come and he's going to eat your scrotum.
Fucking come.
Yeah.
Yep. And he's gonna chew he'll through your scrotum face. And that's how he'll reach your brain.
Not right so, away. You'll hear it in
yep.
the wall.
Oh, God. Oh,
it's in your dreams.
Oh, God. No, God.
I should have given money to Radio Free Brooklyn.
And now my scrotum.
The chewing.
Oh, the chewing. Oh, oh my God.
Now my balls are just loose in the street. God damn it. There's no justice.
There's no justice in this world, New York City.
One of these days, the Rat King is going to test your fucking yoke.
Why didn't I give money to Radio Free Brooklyn on Patreon?
Wow. That was a masterpiece. Fucking shit. Was that Star Wars?
No.
Holy shit.
That was Carmina Burana.
So, look, just avoid all that shit. Don't get your scrotum eaten off by a rat and then, like, this emotional roller coaster that we all went through. Just give, like, you know, like $2-3 fucking dollars. You know, you piece of shit.
What does it
to
take?
Radio Free Brooklyn. And who the fuck are you, by the way?
Yeah, who are you? Who's listening? Yeah. People are listening. Yeah. We see a few downloads on the website.
Call us.
Sitting at home. Fucking leaving out cheese for the Rat King, you pieces of shit.
Touching yourselves.
Oh, God. The worst parts of yourselves. The soles of your feet, you beasts. Fucking the back of your knees. You absolute animals. Where do you get off? Where do you get off?
At home, alone.
The bridge of my nose.
Sadly.
You fucking swine.
Yeah, what kind of swine would listen to us? Lonely? Do you think they're like skinny, fat, lonely, married, depressed?
Beautiful.
What is it?
Definitely,
I think they're
highly
skinny,
intellectual.
Yeah, they're both. Yeah. They're both.
There's some skinny, some fat, some skinny fat.
They're woke. They're woke.
Yeah, they're fucking woke. Yeah,
they
woke.
Best
that is
me.
True.
Mm-hmm. Stay woke, listeners.
They're the only people that are woke. They're the only people that are going to be able to fight back.
They're the only people awake at 2 p.m. on a Friday.
Listening.
What are you working at a bank?
Like,
you piece of shit. What are you? God damn it! Just come on the show. You know, we're so lonely.
Yeah.
We don't. Is there still a world out there? We have no idea.
Yeah, we don't know.
Is it already ended?
I don't know. It's like that episode of The Twilight Zone where he just goes out and it's just like, where's all the books? But then, oh God, he broke his glasses.
Or Black Mirror.
The one with the really long lesbian scene.
Yeah.
Yeah, that was my favorite episode. Oh, wait, that's blue is the warmest color.
It's the Twilight Zone episode that's 45 minutes of just, oh God, of just discovering
hot
French
chicks.
Oh my God.
No, it's beautiful. I mean, they figure out who they are and who each other are, and it's, you know.
Love sci-fi.
Love finds a way in New York. Stay woke.
Also, there's no justice in this world.
It's true. All right, guys.
Christ.
Zero.
I feel like we haven't been right with Jesus.
Oh, is it time to repent?
It is. Oh, God, is it ever time to repent?
I don't even know how that shit works.
Are you guys fitting to get right?
Wait, so am I supposed to pretend like all the stuff that I did that was fun at the time, but then it was a bad idea afterwards, and like I feel bad about it?
Yeah.
So I'm gonna pretend like it wasn't fun at the time. So
no, it
can
be fun.
I don't
you
know.
Feel
even
bad
the mortal
them.
Sins were fun.
Oh my God! Oh, those sins, dude.
All the mortal sins. I feel bad though, but they were fucking fun.
Where are they?
But can't you repent?
Where
I'm pretty
they?
Sure in Christianity, A, they dip
I'm sure,
you.
I think there's an option.
And
yeah.
B, you repent. But the trick is you're supposed to repent forever. Which we can do
like
if the
year,
apocalypse
like,
comes.
No, it's
right?
just every Thursday at 2
we
p.m.
Fuck
every,
up, fuck
every,
up, repent.
First of all, every Friday at 2
that's
p.m.
Oh, that's true. Every Friday at 2
p.m. Friday.
Every Friday at 2. The thing is, I know I'm going to do that shit again. I know I'm going to do it.
What is it? What is it?
A
what's
true
your sin?
Repentance.
Fucking.
Baby killing.
Wishing too much.
Oh, wishing too much.
No, she smashed an infant's head against a rock.
Stop it.
Every
terrible.
Thursday. I mean, look, we've all seen the news reports of like, goddamn, who did this to this infant? Right here on the Williamsburg Bridge. Yeah. You did it.
So like, it's some, it looks like she'd been hit with some kind of metal. Oh, some kind God. Of Ferris metal.
You guys know like the walking path
Sam
on the
Ferris,
Williamsburg Bridge.
You know this
that's,
is
like,
about you. You're the
to.
Worst.
Yeah, fuck you, Sam Ferris.
Pervert.
Yes, fuck shit. You, Sam Ferris.
I don't know who that is. Stinky pervert.
Stay woke, Radio Free Brooklyn listeners. Woke. Don't fuck Sam Ferris. Nope. I mean,
unless this, you're Ryan Hampy, but that's
his
fine.
Penis is dirty.
Oh God, it's this so bad.
Stinky, stinky penis.
Woo.
Is it? Can you even call it a penis at this point? I mean, it's gone through so
mangled.
Much.
It's more of a. It's just a nub. Just a grizzled nub.
Yeah,
like worn off from the acid from Sam's vagina.
Oh God, Sam! Nice. Is this?
Is that a woman?
Are we sliding into slander?
Oh, I'm sorry, I feel bad now.
Are these private people? Can we just
it's
insult
a good thing
Trump?
See, that's why the that's why her dick is gone. Yeah. The acid.
Because she fucked with the Rat King. And she was like, oh God, my dick.
No.
Oh, but that was the Rat King. Yeah, no, I don't think that works.
Well, I was hearing that there's a loophole in Christianity.
Yeah. What's that? Where it's like you can't bang before marriage, but.
But.
If it's the Rat King.
What?
You can just offer.
He can
yourself.
Sanction it. He can sanction it.
No, no, no.
He can just
or
be like,
him in the butt.
He's like, well, just do it in front of me.
We were discussing that the antidote for a hell mouth is a beautiful vagina. So, if you fuck before marriage with your beautiful vagina, you will actually prevent a hell mouth from fully opening.
Let's ask the real question.
I thought it would be fun.
What's a beautiful vagina? Is it like an innie vagina?
No, we,
you know
we
what
can't
I'm talking
get on
about.
This subject.
Everyone here knows exactly what I'm talking about.
We can't get on the subject right
say,
now. Because
you know, like
we're
an
running
innie,
out of time.
An innie,
well, consult
vagina.
The diagram that's
there's
in your hand, sir.
So this is definitely an Audi vagina.
It's a two-dimensional.
You see all the parts?
Right.
Mm-hmm. Readers will know there's parts in this vagina.
Well, I mean, there's parts and aren't there parts in most of them?
Yeah, but they're, I mean, okay, like an innie vagina is futuristic. Like they're all kind of like inside.
It's like an like an iPad.
It's like
an iPad.
Just like a fucking.
The like
just imagine that noise.
Slit.
This really took a very dark turn.
Slit. No, this is human
we
anatomy.
We gotta bring in the feminist perspective.
Yeah, bring it in.
You guys are like, let's talk about video games, and it's like, no, back to vaginas.
Hey, Gamergate. There's no reason that it's not.
I thought Gamergate was about a vagina.
Connected, man. Yeah. Stay woke, New
that's
York.
Right. Stay woke.
Okay,
New York.
Guys, we're so sorry.
Yeah, play a song, please.
Play a song.
Well, you know what we're playing. Miss Steele, you can just follow us along.
Okay. I wasn't right with the Lord. I wasn't right with the Lord.
I wasn't right with the Lord. No way. Oh God.
I had me a sword.
I had me a sword. I couldn't keep the devil away.
Lord Jesus, no!
I spread out my gum and I stuck out my thumb on the road to Jerusalem.
Oh God!
I played
me a chord. Oh yeah! I played me a chord as I was walking with you one bright day. Oh,
one bright day!
I wasn't right with the Lord. I wasn't right with the Lord. I wasn't right with the Lord. No way!
No goddamn way!
To be shunned, if I have any fun, I just grasp my hands and I pray. Yes,
I pray.
Lord
I
Jesus.
Don't speak any scorn.
I don't peddle any porn. Still can't make my baby stay. Oh, hallelujah.
I wasn't right with the Lord. I wasn't right with the Lord. I wasn't right with the Lord. No way.
No fucking way!
I had me a sword, oh yeah, I had me a sword. I couldn't keep the devil at bay.
Praise Jesus.
Or, I mean, whoever.
Hallelujah.
We still got a lot of time left,
let me,
bros.
I'll play you another little song, and then Sarah and I are going to do a little song together.
What song?
Well, I will
it's
come
as
back.
As a prize.
Hold on.
All right,
respect
all right.
The future.
I'm excited, yeah.
Are we going to do some Civil War letters today? I've been looking forward to
it. You know what? I would like a
yeah.
Perhaps some letters to space. I've heard there's a lot of commercial.
Civil War letters to space.
I bet there's like a lot of commercial, you know, whatever.
We're also gonna do. We're also gonna do ISIS letters to space.
Yeah.
They're like, what the fuck?
Okay.
Infidels.
Okay. I have a good transition song now for us, though. Yeah. It's about the stars. Ready? Just before our love got lost, you said, I am as constant as a northern star. And I said, constantly in the darkness, where's that at? If you want me, I'll be in the bar. On the back of a cartoon coaster, in the blue TV screen light, I drew a map of Canada, oh Canada, ah, with your face sketched on it twice. Oh, you're in my blood like holy wine. You taste so bitter, bitter and so sweet. Oh, I could drink a case of you, darling, and I would still be on my feet. Oh, I would still be on my feet. Oh, I am a lonely painter. I live in a box of paints. I'm frightened by the devil, but I'm drawn to those ones that ain't afraid. I remember that time you told me, you said, love is touching souls. Well, surely you touched mine, 'cause part of you pours out of me in these lines from time to time. Oh, you're in my blood like holy wine. It tastes so bitter, bitter and so sweet. Oh, I could drink a case of you. Ooh, darling, and I'd still be on my feet. Oh, I would still be on my feet. I met a woman, she had a mouth like yours. She knew your life, she knew your devils and your deeds. And she said, go to him, stay with him if you can, but be prepared to bleed. Oh, you're in my blood like holy wine. You taste so bitter and so sweet. Oh, I could drink a case of you. Ooh, darling, and I'd still be on my feet. Oh, I'd still be on. Hey, Joni. Yeah. Joni.
That was beautiful.
Mitchell.
That was really good.
Holy goddamn.
Love her.
Holy goddamn.
Well.
So are we going to do a duet? Do you want us to do a duet?
Remember, you guys are writing letters into space.
Us. It's not us. It's
yes,
Jehovah and his
well,
creepy
oh, yeah,
ass mother. Who the fuck says these things that they say? It's so disturbing.
Us.
Deeply disturbing. But you know, it is history.
These are,
so we
these
can't
are letters,
judge history. This
these,
is just the
these are letters
story.
That were written in the 1860s to Zarlak, the destroyer.
Recently discovered.
Yeah, he's the emperor of like a distant galaxy.
One of the messianic cults of early Mormonism, actually.
Zarbath?
Yeah.
Oh, well, there you go.
Lovely.
And anyways. Okay, you start.
Wait, but who?
But we're running out of time.
Who's writing the letter? Who's writing the letter?
It's you. You're writing a letter to the destroyer.
Oh.
To Zardoth, the destroyer.
Dear Small, I write to you in the year of our Lord, 2342. I have lost all count and association of time and space. Zarloth has shown me a world beyond words. And definitions of time inconceivable. His penis is a beauty, unreproduced upon our world. I know not the meaning of union or confederacy. I know only Zarloth and his love, or his approximation thereof. Dearest mother, I don't know what you mean to me anymore. There's only Zarlof and his stiffness and his pulse and his moisture and Lord Jesus is but a distant memory in the dimming light of Zarlof, dear mother.
Dear Jehovah, how bright it made my heart to receive your letter as I sat in the backyard harvesting my victory garden. Well, the news here is that your father returned, and he's been banging me like a mare in the house. So I'm so glad you're still in space, honey. But it seems that you are losing track of the world. Out there in space watching the sunset and sunrise and sun to the east and sun in the west of Jupiter and Pluto. Is that still a country? I mean, a planet? Well, I better get back to my learning and the good book. But in the meantime, do wrap up Zordos' bright and shining penis. It is very important. Although you may be alone, you do not know how many aliens he has been traveling with. And you should always protect yourself because you never know.
From space STDs.
In case inside of that delicious rectum there is a hellmouth. My dearest Jehovah, please write to me again.
Oh, God.
P.P.S. I will be drinking your favorite Arnold Palmer and thinking of you. P.P.S. P.P.P.S. I am sending you a good book. It will arrive in about 4 light years.
What's this guy's fucking name again?
Sorry, about the light as well.
Dear mother, what is love or any conception thereof in the brilliance, the inconceivable grace of Zarlof? What mile marker can I find to remind me of dearest Georgia, of dearest memory obscured?
So, yeah, I was trying to go down to the Zarlof show, and, like, my friend Becky told me that she could get us backstage.
Fucking
so
Becky.
We could see, like, the lead singer of Zarlof, and I was like, who the fuck is Zarlof? But then she was like, honey, I mean, it's like you asked me who the hell is Nirvana, and I was like, So we hopped right on that Volkswagen Beetle. And I mean, like, it was all kinds of strange in there where it had a funky smell. And
it had a vanity plate that said Zarlof.
And it had a jacuzzi in the back.
I swear to God, there was a little.
Oh, God.
Like there's some kind of rodent running around back there. It smells a little funky, but I figure, hey, I'm 16. I do what I want. So I tell ya, we went down onto Atlantic City and we had a great time. I don't know whether we wound up with Zarlof or hanging out or what. I know I woke up with puke on my shirt and that was me right there. I had a great time.
Dear mother, was I a man? Was there such conception of man before Zarlof? Or was there only Zarlof and all that encompasses therein? His atmosphere, his countenance, and his disposition? Do I exist as an independent apparition, or am I but a network? An extension of Zarlof himself, his love, his hatred, his indifference to both? Was there a world? Was there a union? What cannonballs felled us, and for what? What is earth and love and union and Lincoln in the face of Zarlof and the glory therein? And ever confusion, mother, my love for you remains, equaled and unparalleled by my love.